Let's talk about brightening serums.
I had previously done a video where I talked about I really try and incorporate four different types of serums into my routine: hydrating, calming, brightening or pigment inhibiting, and like an anti-aging firming one. I already did a video on calming serums and hydrating serums, so today we're gonna be talking about brightening ones. So these are really important to add to your routine to kind of even skin tone, but it also helps with dark spots caused by sun damage, post-blemish marks. So ingredients that we're looking for when we're talking about brightening. Alpha-arbutin is a big one. Niacinamide is a big one. Tranexamic acid. And sometimes you might see like natural derivatives like papaya or pineapple. I'm gonna talk about a few examples that I have. Obviously, this is not the end all be all. There are a million and one products out there. And all of these are affordable options. The ones that I have, there's kind of lighter serums and then more light, thicker, creamier serums. So some of the lightweight ones I have the Skin 1004 Madagascar Centella, the Tone Brightening Capsule Ampoule. This one's really good. So this is what it looks like. You get a ton in a bottle. This is a huge bottle, guys. But this has niacinamide, and then the little beads in there are metacasticide to help with hydrating and calming as well. The COSRX Alpha Arbutin 2 Discoloration Care. So this is tranexamic acid and niacinamide. This one is really good to help fade post-blemish marks. That's what I feel like it makes the most difference with. And since you can't see inside, it's like a light, clear serum. Beauty of Joseon Glow Deep Serum Rice and Alpha Arbutin. So rice has incredibly calming, brightening properties, but then the Alpha Arbutin obviously does as well. This is also a clear, lightweight serum. CocoKind Chlorophyll Discoloration Serum. So this one I really like because it does help with uneven skin tone and pigmentation, but it also helps with redness. So it's kind of like a two-in-one. It's like a dark green because of the chlorophyll, which is pretty cool, but it's a really lightweight serum. And then lastly, one of the, you know, holy grails for people is the Good Molecules Discoloration Correcting Serum. And this one's, you know, full of brightening ingredients, but it's heavy on the niacinamide. So this is the jumbo size. And this one's more milky, but also like very lightweight. When it comes to products that are a little bit on the thicker side of serums, Eucerin Radiant Tone Dual Serum is really good. They have a whole line of this. There's like a AM and PM moisturizer and I think like a face wash. But this one is really nice and thick. It's like a good thick, almost moisturizer, but not quite. And this one's really, really hydrating. It also has hyaluronic acid in it to help plump and smooth and hydrate. And then last but not least, the Axis Y Dark Spot Correcting Glow Serum. So there is an entire line of this that's like a toner, an eye serum as well. This is a great product. Target now carries this. I see this a lot at TJ Maxx too, so hit it up. But this has, you know, the niacinamide, and then it also has squalane to help with hydrating. But this is more of like a gel serum. It's really, really lightweight. So hopefully that was helpful to help you kind of find one that you're looking for, one that would be beneficial for your skincare routine. Again, all of these are affordable options. So keep that in mind. You can kind of trial and error on some, especially like the Good Molecules. This is the jumbo, but if you want to just try, there's a smaller size. I don't even think it's $10. So you can definitely try that. Just want to reiterate that skincare does not have to be expensive to be effective. All right. Hope you guys are having a good day. Bye.